Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you. We owe you all the praise. The thanksgiving belong to you. So, Lord, I thank you, oh God, that we can call on your mighty name, your holy name, your righteous name, your faithful name. And, Lord, as we put on our whole armor, the gear that you've given us for battle, we thank you, Lord God, that we have put on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our loins are girt about with truth, our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We continually carry the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are a rear guard. And, Lord, I thank you that we have more than the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. And we are speaking to every mountain today, every mountain, the mountain of worry, worry. We say, go worry. Don't come back worry. We don't want no worries. We don't want no cares. They're going to try to choke us out. So, Lord, we thank you that we can leave all of our burdens, all of our cares to you today. Every care, every burden, we leave it at your feet. The burden of our children, the burden of our grandchildren, the burdens of the children of this world, Lord God, don't take them out by disease. Don't take them out, oh God, by violent crimes. Don't take them out by car accidents. Don't take them out by sickness. Don't take them out, Lord God, by rebellion. Don't take them out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them live out all of their days in safety and in peace. Let them live out all their days in safety and in peace. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything you're doing. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning that we can say, Abba, 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 Father, which art in heaven. You've already heard, you've already answered our prayers. What a mighty God you are. We serve the Almighty Father, the Almighty God, nothing who is impossible to. So we thank you today, Lord God, that we can say, Abba, and you already heard. What a great Father you are. What a great King you are. You are loyal. You are faithful. Nobody can compare to how great you are. Nobody can compare, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to the great and mighty King that we serve. We serve the great and mighty God. We serve the King. No God like you, oh God. No God like you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it is Children's Day today, and I thank God for the children. Guess what? We were children, too, and we said, ooh, look at those bad children, but thank God the elderly people didn't say, look at those bad children. They made corrections in us. They made corrections. They said, come here. You know your mama don't allow that. You know your daddy don't allow that. So I thank God for the elderly people during my day. They stood on the corners. They watched the children as they went to school. The children in my day, I never remember anybody being snatched off the street, being kidnapped. I never remember hearing of it, kidnapping. I never remember children running away because their parents watched them. They walked in front of their children. They walked in front of their parents as they went to town, and they walked. We walked almost everywhere we went, and our parents walked. They didn't have no phone to walk with them. They didn't take time and say, wait, I'm on the phone. No. Most of us didn't even have telephones. They were not distracted. They watched over us as we walked down the street, as we slept at night. They kneeled down with a us at night. Come on, say your prayers. Now I lay me down to sleep. Now I lay me down to sleep. They prayed with us every night. You know how many of you, who's watching the children? Who's watching your children? Who's watching your grandchildren? If you are not watching your children, who is? Beware. The enemy is out to destroy your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Out to destroy the enemy. He's out to destroy the neighborhood children, the children in the church. He's out to destroy them. Who's watching the children? Are you watching the children? We got to pray. We got a mandate from God to pray for the children. Pray without ceasing. Every day, pray for the children. Pray for them when you see them walking down the street when you're in your vehicle. Pray for them when you're on the job and you hear them cussing out there. Pray for them. Say, Lord, save them. It's children's day to day. And I thank God for the children. I thank God for the children. Let the counsel of the wicked be spoiled. Lead the prince of darkness away spoiled. Let the stout-hearted be spoiled. We bind the enemy, strip him of his armor, and divide his spoil. We release the spoilers upon the high places in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have spoiled principalities and powers, and we say thank you, Lord. We spoil the enemy and take back his goods in the name of Jesus. We take back our children from the hand of the enemy. We thank you that our children won't be attracted by the temporary glitter of the world. We spoil the tents of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We spoil those that have attempted to spoil us in the name of Jesus. We spoil those that have attempted to spoil our children in the name of Jesus. Let the palaces and the headquarters of darkness be spoiled in the name of Jesus. Let the proud spirits of be spoiled in the name of Jesus. We release the cankerworm to spoil the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Let the fortress of darkness be spoiled in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that we could come to you daily and say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, thy righteous name. You know God. You know God. He loves the children. When he walked on the earth, the children came to him. The parents brought the children. And the disciples, they didn't know the new way. They only knew the old way. They didn't know the new way. And they brought the parents, said, "You, we want Jesus to bless our children." And they said, "No, no, he's too busy. Go away, go away." But guess what? Jesus said, "No, bring the children to me." How many of you are saying, "Bring the children to me so I could pray for them, so I could bless them"? How many of you are blessing the children in your lives, the children in your neighborhood, the children around you? Don't cuss them with your words. Be careful what you say about the children. There's no such thing as a bad child. Those are children who have not learned correction yet. Those are children whose parents have not corrected them, and they don't know the right way. So God is showing it to you for you to teach them the right way. I thank God this morning for Bible Storyland. We have Karen Itell with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise for us this morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Carissa. How are you? Yeah, my connection's terrible.
Yeah. I'll clear it up.
I don't know how I'll clear it up. I'm trying to figure it out. Boom. Okay, let's try this. Good time to turn up good. Just let me know.
Sounds like it. Oh, Some of us are straddling the fence. We got one fence over on the devil's side and the other fence on God, a foot on God's side. No, 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 no. We can't do that. We got to keep both feet on God's side. We got to keep our whole armor on and be ready all the time. We got to pray for the children to hunger for God. We got to pray for the children to thirst for God. You know, they hunger and they thirst for cold drinks. They hunger for drugs, some of them. Some of them hunger for all, even for Ritalin. They hunger for it. Oh, I'm about to have a fit in the class. I got to have my Ritalin. No, it's the devil is a lie. We ain't giving them Ritalin and settling up for drugs when they get older. No, use the belt like God said. He said, make sure you are helping shape their character. If they lying, use the belt. Take their privileges away. You know, when they get eyeball to eyeball with you, it's too late. You got to do it while they're young. Correct them while they're young. Correct them as babies. Correct them as youth. Correct them as teenagers, as young adults. You got to correct them. When they get eyeball to eyeball with you, what you going to do? The cell phone. No, you can't go to the game today. Make sure they listen. Our children are dying because of rebellion. Make sure they're listening. So this morning we have with us Evangelist Larell Parsons, that praying, mighty prayer, prayer warrior. She's going to pray for the children this morning. I appreciate her. She's a young battlefield for God. But she has been taught how to pray. And she knows how to pray. I thank God for we're
going to
call on
Larell.
Morning, Larell.
Good morning.
All right.
How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing good.
We're ready for that prayer.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for another day. God, we bless and honor your name, God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do, oh God. Lord, we just lift your name on high, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for this day that we know was not promised, oh God, but we give you all the praise, God, for your grace and your mercy. And Lord, we come before you this morning lifting up our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up children all over this land, God, all over this world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said in your word, suffer not the children to come to you, oh God. So we pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren. We pray, God, for our great-grands, our godchildren, our brothers, our sisters, oh God. God, even the unborn children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray now, God, against every suicidal thought, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just heard about a little boy, I believe he was about 10 years old, God, that took his own life. So, God, we come against that spirit of suicide off of our children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we break every generational curse, oh, God, of suicide, depression, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Low self-esteem, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of bullying, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask that you cover these children with the blood of Jesus. God, let them know that they have purpose even at an early age, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for salvation for our children, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let them know, God, that they're never too young, God, to give their lives over to you. They're never too young, God, to be saved, God, and to be used by you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're covering our children with prayer. We're covering our children, God, with the word of God today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for our children in their households. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against everything that's not like you, God, everything that would try to attach itself to our children. God, every generational curse of sickness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, diabetes, oh, God, high blood pressure, ADHD, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, multiple sclerosis, oh, God. God, we just come against every sickness, every disease, every generational curse, oh, God, of sickness, oh, God, heart attacks and strokes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, cancer, every cancer cell, God, we believe, God, that you're drying it up now in the name of Jesus, God, bone marrow transplants, kidney transplants, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you cover these children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Cover them, God, under the shadow of the Almighty, O God. In the name of Jesus, God, I come against the spirit of rape and molestation, in God, incest, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. In our school system, God, in our children's homes, oh God, only you know, God, what goes on behind closed doors, God. God, we pray that you raise up someone that could be a voice for our children. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray against the spirit of fear, God, off our children, oh God. God, that our children would not be fearful, God, to speak upon those things that are taking place, that are happening to them, oh God, that are not like you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against pornography, child pornography, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against lewd and lascivious acts, oh God, against our children. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against our children, God, being subjected to images, pornographic images, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you cover their eye gates and their ear gates with the blood of Jesus. God, we ask that you surround our children, God, with godly influences, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, for our children to get a good education, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, that our children would not, God, read below level, oh God, but would not read below grade level, oh God. In the name of Jesus, but God, we pray that our children would excel, God, in school, oh God. They will not make D's and F's, oh God. They will not be average, oh God, but they will excel, oh God. We pray, oh God, for our children to go to college, God. Get good educations, oh God. Have good careers, oh God. They will not be gangbangers, oh God. They will not be prostitutes or in jail, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, murderers and thieves, oh God. Lord, we pray and cover our children, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, that our children will be doctors and lawyers, God, even the president, God, of the United States. God, we thank you that our children, God, can do all things through you, which strengthens them, God. We come against every negative word spoken over our children, God, that they won't be nothing, that they just like their mama, they just like their daddy. God, we break every generational curse, God. We break, God, every word curse, God, spoken over our children. God, we declare that. Declare, God, that our children shall be everything that you said that they are. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for our children, for we know that our children are our future. So, God, we place them in your hands, oh God. We give them to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you said to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they are older, they will not depart. So some may stray. But, God, we declare that they will not depart in the name of Jesus. Some may try to go to the left, but we thank you that even now you're bringing them back to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your word is hidden in their heart so they may not sin against you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against gay and lesbianism off of our children. In the name of Jesus, God, anything that would make the children believe that they were born that way, God, we come against that mindset in the name of Jesus. God, we pray against parents that are dressing their little boys up as little girls and parents that are dressing their little girls up as little boys. We come against identity confusion in the name of Jesus. Sex changes, God, even, God, at our children at an early age, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you cover these children, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We place them in your hands. And God, we give them all to you. Even now, in this very present moment, oh God, we come against God's suicidal thoughts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you cover them. God, we come against the spirit of death, oh God. We come against the spirit of death of our children. In the name of Jesus, death, God, by homicide, death by bloodshed, death by accident, in the name of Jesus, death by shootings, oh God. Death by games, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Death by fights, oh God. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And we declare that our children shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Lord, we thank you and we bless you and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh my God, what a powerful prayer. I tell you, powerful prayer warrior. Pastor Donna, can you pray for Laurel that just prayed, Pastor Donna Hawkins?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, thanking you so much, Lord, for your precious servant, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless her and keep her, Lord. Continue to build her up, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for using her as your instrument, your mouthpiece on this morning, Lord. Lord, just bless everything that she sets her hands to do, Lord. Keep her in your care, Lord. Keep her protected, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for the message that was delivered, even through the prayer, Lord. Lord, bless her and keep her. Bless everything that she does. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Anna. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Doing great. God bless you. God bless you. It's been a little bit cold here, and this coming week it's supposed to be down to 9 degrees on Wednesday, but we're doing fine. We're doing fine.
Well, you ready to sing a song this morning on Children's Day?
Yes, ma'am, I sure am. This is I Love You, Lord, Today. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Amen. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's all.
He wouldn't take her little.
God, for all that he's doing on our behalf on a daily basis. I thank you so much for the prayer, Pastor Donna, as well as the song that you sang, I Love You, Lord, Today. Let that be our testimony every day, that we love the Lord today. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us this morning. The lady that travels, she travels all over. And I thank God for that grandbaby, baby Ava. She's growing strong.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
Okay. Ava's not feeling well. She's in the hospital.
Little
baby. She's just getting around too many people. She's got meningitis. But we're going to pray for her to get out. I think we just had her out a little bit too early or too soon around too many people. We don't know, but she's doing much better. She's laughing, and she may get her looking so cute this morning. So we're going to be praying for the children. Like I said, I wish I could be there, but I was started to feeling sick, so I couldn't even come. But anyway, you'll be okay, because I feel the Lord is taking care of my grandbaby.
Yes, Lord.
He's on the radio, and Aunt Elizabeth's on the radio also with me.
Hey, Aunt Elizabeth.
Aunt Elizabeth in Cincinnati, and Danae in Jacksonville, and I'm in Atlanta. So we all on the freeway.
Amen.
Hello,
hey, Danae, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm with Ava right now. I'm going to get the results to see if we can get released to go home.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Well, listen, before you all sing, Laurel, would you say a prayer for baby Ava, Jackie's granddaughter? She's how many months is she now?
She's 7 weeks.
7 weeks. Oh, my gosh. Barely over a month. Laurel, can you pray for baby Ava?
Yes, ma'am. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we lift up Ava before you, God. We speak healing into her body right now in the name of Jesus. God, you know every circumstance, you know every situation, oh God. God, you said in your word that you sent your word forth to heal her and, God, to deliver her, oh God. So we thank you, God, for your healing power, oh God. We know that there is power in your name. We know there is healing in your name, in the name of Jesus. So we declare the name of Jesus over her physical body. We declare healing over her physical body in the name of Jesus. We declare that it shall line up according to your word. God, we pray over the doctors, the nurses, oh God, everyone that's tending to her care. We pray, oh God, they will watch carefully over her, oh God, that they will not miss anything, oh God, overlook anything. In the name of Jesus, mix anything up, oh God, even the medications, oh God. We thank you for correct dosages, not too much and not too little. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, oh God, that her organs, God, will line up according to the word of God. We pray that the sickness will get better and not worse, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare, oh God, life to her life. In the name of Jesus, life to her body, healing to her body. In the name of Jesus, you declare that with your stripes, she is healed. So we declare it now into the atmosphere. Healing is already hers. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much,
Thank
Laurel.
You, Lord.
All right.
Thank you.
Can I
sing this morning?
Can I sing the song?
Please.
Yes, I would like to sing a song by myself.
All right, Jeanette, go right ahead.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Janae, you have a beautiful voice, girl. Look out, Mama. She's going to be publishing a great, great song. Thank you, Janae.
I know it.
Thank you.
Thank God. Thank y'all for praying for my grandbaby. Thank you. My Aunt Elizabeth on the radio, too. Aunt Elizabeth, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, all right. I wanted to make sure. I want to say something else before we get started. My sister's birthday, Rona Kay's birthday is today.
Oh.
Is
all right,
she on the radio?
I believe she is on with us.
Sharona.
Wait, let me put her on. What's her number?
270, I can't think, 53-something.
Yeah, I got it right here. Hold on. She right here. Good morning, Sharona. Happy birthday.
Good morning, Minister G. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, sister. Happy birthday.
Thank you all. Thank you so much. I'm enjoying the program this morning.
All right. Girl, you sound so much
That's
like Jackie.
Oh, goodness. They say we all our sisters sound alike.
Yeah.
And they say being Kegel is just alike.
All right. Well, happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you all be blessed.
You too.
Thank you, Sharona.
Uh-huh.
All right, Jackie, y'all go sing, you and Liz go sing this morning?
Aunt Elizabeth can sing. Remember I said we couldn't told Aunt Elizabeth we couldn't sing together. We can sing apart, but not together.
All right.
Aunt Elizabeth, you want to sing Jesus Loves Me?
Huh?
And listen, what you gonna sing?
You want to sing This Little Light of Mine?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead and sing.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, and I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, and I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, and I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, and I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, and I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen. Hey, listen,
amen.
You don't want to finish singing?
Amen. Amen, Ludea.
Amen. Amen.
Now, thank God for families that sing together. Ava, I mean, Janae, and, Elizabeth, and Jackie. So I thank God for you all this morning. Beautiful songs of praise. Oh, my God, wonderful songs. Well, I'm thanking God for baby Ava's quick recovery. Before she leaves that hospital, there'll be no signs of meningitis. There'll be no signs of any sickness in her body. That it was just an attack, but now the attack is gone. Rel prayed for her.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm praying for her, and she is healthy and well. Amen. Never to return
thank
to that house before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we
thank
have
you.
On with us this morning from Appleton, Georgia. Good morning, Miss Liddell.
Oh, good morning to everyone. Good morning.
Any snow on the ground in Appleton, Georgia?
Yes, no, ma'am.
No snow.
Everything cold. It's cold.
I know it.
Yeah, it's cold here this morning. And I got a cold, but I'm going to say one verse or so.
Amen, amen.
I'm going to say, let the light shine. Shine on me. You. Shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, oh Lord, shine. Let please. Lord, the help I know is I withdraw that prayer from me. Oh, where the share I go, let your light shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse, oh yes, shine on me. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. I thank God for those beautiful songs. Well, Miss Ludell's going to have a birthday February 10th, next month. Lord say
yes,
the same
ma'am.
Thing. 797, going on 103 years. So we
oh,
thank God.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you.
Going on life. Hallelujah. We thank God. And, you know, I thank God for all the songs that were sung today, the prayers that were prayed today.
Yes.
This little light of mine. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes Lord.
Yes.
Thank God for we love the Lord today. Yes.
Yes.
We have to be reminded, though. Sometimes we get caught up in the cares of the world, and they try to choke out our praise. No. We got to praise the name of the Lord. We got to praise him like never before. So I thank God for each of you this morning. It's time for the word, the word, the word, the word of God. You know, it's nothing like the word. The word. Purge and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word of God. That's what we need on a daily basis. So we have a young man here. Laurel, are you still there? Laurel? Okay, she may be gone.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, can you introduce your fiance, Todd Brunson, speaker this morning?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So as Sister G stated, we have an awesome speaker. You all are in for a treat if you haven't heard him speak yet. His name is Minister Sherrod Brunson, my fiance. He is a mentor. He is a preacher, teacher. He is a man of God, someone who is truly dear to me. And I'm excited about the word that God has put on the inside of him. I know that you all are going to be blessed. And sit back and enjoy yourselves and enjoy this word. Minister Sherrod Brunson, are you on the line?
He's there.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I'm on. All right. Thank you. Thank you, my fiance. I tell the Lord thank you for being here. It's a little feedback. Can we use the feedback?
Okay, I'm going to do it right now. All right.
Thank you. We tell the Lord thank you. I want to tell the Lord thank you for Sister G that has given me this opportunity and just hearing each and every person sharing their gift. It is a joy to be on and to hear. The Bible says that he that hath a ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And so I am very, very elated to hear what God is saying, to let the light shine. And we say yes, come on. And the prayers that have gone forth, it's amazing that wherever there's a need, God supplies the need. Amen. So I just really, really thank God again for this opportunity. I give honor where honor is due. Like I said, to Mama G, to all of you, and to my fiance, my beautiful fiance. We're getting married August 10th. And I'm so grateful. I'm so excited. Looking forward to that wonderful day, man. Today is it's Children's Day. It's Children's Day, and as Sister G was talking with us and I had something in mind, but then the Lord kind of switched it for me. So I'm gonna piggyback off of what Sister G talked about earlier. If you would turn to Matthew chapter 19, starting at verse 13, and I'm gonna be reading out of the NIV. Out of the NIV version. Let's pray, shall we? Again, before I pray, it is Matthew chapter 19, starting at verse 13. Amen. So, Father God, I ask that you have your way. God, I just pray, oh God, that I thank you for this opportunity, this assignment to share your word, oh God, and I believe that I have a word. And God, I ask, oh God, that I articulate it the way that you have given it to me in the name of Jesus so that your people may be blessed and so that the enemy may be horrified in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you all of the glory and all of the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Again, we're reading Matthew chapter 19, starting at verse 13. The word says, "Then the people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hand on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.'" I'm going to read it one more time for you. Then the people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said in verse 14, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." My topic today is fairly simple. Jesus loves the little children. Jesus loves the little children. We're living in a time now where the children is being neglected. They're being tossed through foster homes. Parents are giving up on their children. People are killing children. I've never seen it such in my life, that people are killing children, destroying children, molesting children, degrading children, neglecting children, as I said. But Jesus loves the little children. We look and we find the text as it reads that the parents. There used to be a day and age and time where the parents would bring the children to Jesus. They would bring the children to Jesus, and they would seek to desire for Jesus to pray for them and lay his hands on them. This was a day and time where all they had was Jesus. And because they believed, the parents believed in Jesus. Come on, the parents believed in Jesus. And so they said, let me share what I believe to my children. That's important. That's important. Let me share what I believe to my children. And so he shared. They shared. They came as a custom and gave their, and they said, Lord, I want you to bless my children. But as we know, the disciples, because this Jewish culture, they counted it as disobedient. They didn't really appreciate. They didn't appreciate the value of children. They thought that they were not as important. They was not as important. They felt as though they weren't important. They weren't valuable. And so what they did was they told them, they can't come here. They can't speak to him. They can't. This is Jesus. They put Jesus on a high pedestal, if you will. They put Jesus on a high pedestal. They made it complicated to get to Jesus. Oh, I'm going somewhere. They made it complicated to get to Jesus. You know, here they are, their parents are bringing their innocent babies to Jesus, and disciples denied them. How many of us have denied our children to Jesus? If we really think about it, how many have denied the children to Jesus? How many have denied? How many have said, no, this is grown folks stuff. This is no, you can't come here. You can't come to church no any kind of way. You got to come a certain way. You denied our children. They denied the children to come to Jesus. But Jesus said, he told them, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God. He said, let the children come to me, and do not hinder them. Don't hinder them. He almost said it in a aggressive way. Don't hinder them. A lot of times we pray for our children, but yet hinder them from coming to him. We pray for the children, Lord, save my child, but you're in the way. You gotta move out of the way. You gotta move out of the way. Sometimes we're hindering our children. We're doing more good. We're doing more bad than we are doing good. The Bible says, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder. Let them come to me." I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they smell like. I don't care what their lifestyle is. Let them come. We have to make sure that that children know that Jesus loves them. We got to let them. And so we are so conceited. with making sure that they live in a right life and they're doing the right thing. And, oh, you got to live this way. And you can't be doing this and you can't be doing that and all these different things. And we're trying to make sure they come right to Jesus, but they don't even know that they can come to Jesus. They don't know that they can come to Jesus, that Jesus is available. We got to make sure that they know that Jesus loves them. We got to let them know, and I believe it, and I have talked to so many youth and young adults, and they don't even know that Jesus is accessible to them. They don't even understand that Jesus loves them, whether they're black, white, whether they're saved, gay, Jesus loves you.
Yes.
He loves you with an everlasting love. Mm. Jesus loves you. He loves you. He died for you. Mm. He died for you. Mm. He cares about you. Mm. Yeah. We hinder them, trying to make them be something that they're not. Trying to put them in a box, trying to make sure that they come to him some type of way. And Jesus said, bring them children to me. Bring the children to me. I want the children. I was reading some commentary about this scripture, and it says that that children are innocent. They're innocent and they are emotional individuals, and they don't know no better. They don't know no better. They don't know any better. They don't know any better. And so that's why Jesus said, "Let them come. Let them come. Bad, let them come. Sick, let them come. Depressed, let them come. Let them come. Let them. Let's share the love of Jesus." Before we share the sacrifice of Jesus, before we share his sins, his do's and don'ts, let's share the love of Jesus. Let's share the love of Jesus, and do not hinder. Don't hinder their growth. Don't hinder their growth. You had to grow up. You had to come into the knowledge of Christ. You had to come, so let them come into the knowledge of Christ. Let them come in their own way to the knowledge of Christ. Let the children come. Suffer not the children. Jesus loves the children. And I believe as adults we have forgotten that we are children of His too. We have forgotten, y'all, that Jesus loved us. We have forgotten that it was the love of God that got us to Jesus. It wasn't our gifts that got us to Jesus. It wasn't that you went to church on Sunday that got us to Jesus. It was the fact that He loved me in my crisis. That's why I love him the way that I do. Come on, if we wanna be honest, and the Bible even says it. It says it. He said, if you wanna get to me, you must come like a child.
Oh, yeah.
You must come like a child. You must come like a child, innocent, vulnerable. Weak. You must come. Jesus loves the little children, and so we got to share the love of Jesus, and it is so important. Like Sister G said, we got to also give them that word, teach them the principles of Jesus, but we have to do it in love. We can't not forget to do it in love. We cannot be so heavenly minded till we know earthly good. We gotta make sure that we understand that these are souls. Jesus understood that they are souls. They are my souls. They are just as much of an extension of me as you, as my disciples. Yeah. I love them just like I love you. Matter of fact, the reason why God loves you so much is because you're a child. He sees you as his son and daughter. Not as an adult, as a son and daughter. Don't hinder the children. Don't belittle the children. Don't neglect the children. Woe unto you that do that. And truth be told, we've all have had some share in that. We've all have hindered a child in such a way. We may not have molested them but we did some type of hindering in some type of form of way. And if we truth want to be told that when we were children, somebody hindered us. If we want to be honest, someone hindered us. But God wrapped us up in his love. He kept us. He covered us. He loved us. And I'm telling you today that Jesus loves the little children. He loves us. Red and yellow, black and white. They are all precious in his sight. Let us not forget. Let us not hinder the children. That's why the children are going astray. Because they're being hindered. They're being hindered. That's why they're going astray. That's why they're going. We got to pray for our children. He even talked about it. He said to lay hands and pray for them. And I may not be able to lay hands on every child, but I can sure pray for them. We gotta pray for the children. We gotta pray for the children. I remember that even my grandmother, every now and again she prays for me. She tells me, come here, Sherrod, let me pray for you. And she rubbed a little oil on me. Listen, because I'm a child. And I need to be anointed too. Don't get so big till you forget. Till you can't be humbled. Don't get so grown up that you forget that you're a child. You're a child of the Most High. You're a child of the Most High. Your parents may go on and be with the Lord, but you will always be a child of the Most High. You will always be a child of the Most High. We will always be his children. He will always be our Father, our good Father. So let us remember that Jesus loves the little children. He loves the little children. He values the little children. And as his extension, as the hands and feet, we have to make sure that we have that same heart. We got to make sure that we love on the children, no matter how rebellious that they are, no matter how difficult they may be. We got to make sure we share the love. Because I know it's sometimes difficult in this generation to love the children. So I have three brothers, and oh man, sometimes it's so easy to say I love you, but sometimes it's a little difficult to say I love you. But you gotta show the love. You gotta share the love. You gotta share, because he does it for us every day. Every day, he shares the love by waking us up.
Yeah.
And sometimes we be lying, and sometimes we say little things that we're not supposed to say. We do little things that we are rebellious to him. So who are we to turn to say, oh, you can't do this, or you gotta come a certain way? You sure ain't come in the way. You sure ain't coming the way that you telling somebody else to come. The Bible says that he is the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You give them Jesus. You give them Jesus. You don't give them you. Give them Jesus. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Come on. That's what the Bible says. So if I lift Jesus up, then he'll draw on them. He'll draw on them. I'm telling you today, well, let us not forget that Jesus loves the little children.
Yes.
And if he loves them, then I got to love them. Why? Because he first loved me. He did it for me. He loved me. He kept me. His grace and his mercy. His love and kindness. Come on. Come on. His tender mercy. Come on. Come on. When I was yet in my sin, he still covers me.
Yes.
Come on. Come on. Come on. When I was disappointed, he was there. When my father and mother forsake me, Jesus was there. He was there for me. He was there for me. Come on. Come on. Some older adults. Come on. I'm pretty sure I'm not the there are a few mothers on here. There are a few leaders that are far more advanced than me, that are far more seasoned than me. You know that he kept you. You know if it had not been for the Lord on your side,
you wouldn't,
Lord knows where you would be. So let's not forget. Let's not forget. Let's not forget that Jesus loves the little children. Let's not forget that he loves us. Let's not forget. Let's not forget that we sometimes are rebellious. When we want to lash out on our children and reprimand our children and disregard them, and let's consider our ways. Let's consider what we have done, what we have said, how we have treated. And then go from there. This is all that I have. This is all that I have for you today. But I want you to know, I want you to understand the importance of bringing your children to Jesus. Bringing them to Jesus. There's a custom that we do that when a child is first born, they bring him. It allowed them, to be christened as a form of giving them. Don't forget to give them back to Jesus. Give them back to Jesus. I don't care who they are, where they are. Give them back to Jesus. Stop wearing that responsibility on your heart. It is Jesus that can save them. It is Jesus that can bring them. It is Jesus. So you pray to Jesus, and you ask Jesus to give you wisdom and guidance. There are so many seasoned parents that are stressed and that are worried about their children, that are worried about their children. But I'm here to tell you today, you let them know to give them back to Jesus. Take it to the Lord in prayer. That's what one of the mothers would say. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Give them back to Jesus. Allow Jesus to be the one to lead and guide. And he'll do it. Because the kingdom This is my last thing. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. The kingdom belongs to them. Belongs to the children. It belongs to them. It belongs to you and I. It belongs to the children, not to the arrogant. It belongs to God. It belongs to the children. It belongs to us. Not the religious one, not the condemning one. It belongs to the children, the innocent, the willful, the willing. It belongs to them. It belongs, so don't hinder them. Because you're hindering Christ when you hinder them. You're hindering Christ when you hinder them. When I hinder Sister G, I'm hindering Christ. So I got to be careful how I speak, what I say, how I say it. Because I'm hindering Christ. Because she belongs. You belong. Every one of us under the sun, we belong to Christ. But that is not for us to sit in high pedestals and look down on people. It is for us to protect and share the love of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Remember this, that Jesus loves the little children. And if he loves, and it doesn't matter whether you're young or a little older, he loves you just the way you are. God bless you.
Ooh, God bless you. That was a power-packed message, man of God. I thank God for that message. It was awesome, awesome, powerful. Oh, my God. Yep, don't forget, Jesus loves the little children, and we're his children. Miss Liddell, she's 96, almost 97. God loves her. That's his child. We're all his children. So I thank God for the word today. The text was Matthew 19:13-14. Don't stop the children. Don't hinder the children. Minister Barat, Sister Sherrod has already said, don't hinder the children. Don't stop them from coming. Pray for them every day. Like you said, we can't lay hands on every child, but we can pray. Hallelujah. Yeah, turn the phone off. Turn the TV off. Pray. Sit in your comfortable seat. Get on your knees. Whatever way. Lay on the floor. Pray for the children every day. Don't neglect. Pray for the children in your city. Pray for the children in America. Pray for the children in every continent of the world. So I thank God for that powerful message. We have Prophet and Prophetess Lawson on with us this morning. Is Prophet Lawson on this morning?
Hello, Sister G. Hey, Sister G. I had my phone on mute.
That's
praise the Lord. It's going to be primarily me.
All right. Well, can you pray for Minister Brunson this morning? He just finished bringing forth the word. Can you pray for him?
Yes, I have a prophetic word for him also. I look as he, I guess when you transitioned to him, I heard that about just as Jesus came into the temple and the older people were profound about the wisdom of Jesus. And all of a sudden I knew that transferred to him. So,
hello? Hello?
You can't hear me?
Yeah,
hear
some
me?
Noise. It's good. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard the Lord say, just as the old wise men in the Bible was profound about how much Jesus knew, there will be many in the body of Christ that will be old seasoned saints that will be so profound about the wisdom of God has poured on Minister Sherrod Brunson. And I just want him to know that there's a deeper depth, and there's just so much revelation that God's going to pour upon you that literally that which took some ministries to grow and become will take you a short time. But Jesus did a quick work, and I see God said, I'm going to expand him quickly in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, now let me pray. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory. We thank you for Minister Brunson. We thank you for the vessel, the tool that you have humbly submitted into our presence, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that was not by chance, it's not by any manner, Lord God, but you sent him, oh God, or had him to meet Sister G. God, we thank you.
Hello, you're fading out.
The radio that may be sent to him, oh God. We put a Beshekta shield around him. Let no harm or danger come nigh his dwelling, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you pour upon him the spirit of revelation.
Faded out again.
Mighty word now, God, restore, refresh his body. Restore, refresh his mind. Restore, refresh, Lord God, his soulless rim, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you are doing in his life. Be a shield around him and his fiance. Let no weapon form against them prosper, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for using Minister Sherrod in a mighty way. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. You heard it, Minister Brunson, right?
Rita, I have a prayer request.
Yes,
ma'am. Hold on, Carol. Hold
on, Carol. Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I did. Thank you, Prophet.
Amen. Hold on, Carol. We're not quite ready yet. All right. Well, you know what? Salvation is free from God. But once we get salvation, to live holy, live righteous, live faithful to God. You know, we got to be faithful every day to God. Be faithful to study the word. Be faithful to pray. Be faithful to be obedient. Woo! That's where we miss it right there. We don't want to be obedient. You know, many times the Lord tells me something, and I'm like, okay, Lord, and I neglect it. Don't do it. But we got to do it. We got to write it down. We got to do it. Sometimes we got to do it right away. Got to do it. Sometimes he puts somebody on my heart to call and pray for him. We got to do it. We can't just go and do something else and then say, oh, my God, what was it God told me? Oh, no, 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 no. I had to learn that the hard way. When God tells me, I don't care how hard it is. Salvation is free, but we got to obey. Now, you know, we in Bible Storyland, we know better than the backslide. We don't backslide. We don't straddle the fence. We are faithful soldiers of the Most High God from 90 on down, 90s on down to baby. We are faithful to God, to the little ones, faithful. So I thank God for the word that's going forth. I thank God for the prayer that went forth. It is prayer time now, and I heard Karen say she had a prayer request. All right, Karen, what's your prayer request?
I want you to pray for Christian schooling. That everything goes smoothly this coming week and make it safe. And
all right, praying for Christy. Okay.
And that everything goes smoothly at school.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you. All right, the lines are open for a prayer request this morning. We're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins. Oh, Lord, straighten that out. Hold on. Just be patient, please. Hold on. I'm going to get everybody, but just give me a minute here. I'm dealing with some sort of something with the computer. Just hold on. Prophetess Lawson, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right, you're in clear now, but something was going on with the phone. All right, hold on 1 second. I didn't forget anybody. So we're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins, Jackie Travis. Mother Fanny has been, not feeling well for quite a while, so we're going to ask somebody to pray for her for infirmity. Mother Ludell. All right, your request.
And Mary Jean.
Mary Jean.
Okay. Mary Jean.
Yeah, okay. Anything else?
Minister Jean?
Yes. Can you hear me? Pastor Donna? Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. You are making a request?
Yes, for Pastor Thomas Von Walker. Thomas Von Walker. He's a pastor of First Gethsemane Baptist Church in.
In where?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. All right. Okay. What are we praying for? His health or what?
The church members were just requesting.
Okay. All right. Is something going on with the phone? Something.
They need.
Yeah,
prayer.
Okay, I got you. All right. Sometimes some people are being cut off in the middle of their conversation. So I got you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So we have. Let me see. Laurel, are you still on? Wait, hold on. Let me see if Laurel's still on here. Hold on 1 second. Okay. I don't see Laurel. Put their phone on mute. Their phone's ringing. So put your phone on mute, please. I appreciate it.
Hey, Pastor Sister G.
Okay. Minister Sherrod, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her family, her husband, her family? And the church she ministers to is Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And please include Pastor Walker. However the Lord leads you to pray for him.
Okay. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God, for this awesome, awesome service. God, we thank you, oh God, for all of those that have listened in and came on, oh God. And we lift up our leaders. We lift up the pastors. Of these great ministries, oh God, and we pray, God, for strength. We pray for wisdom. We pray for understanding, God. We pray for comprehension. We pray for them and their health. We pray for them and their going in and their coming out. God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that as you have established them, oh God, that you shield them and protect them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, whatever that they stand in need of, in the name of Jesus, God, you meet the need, oh God, for you are a need. You are a supplier of needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, so we pray right now. God, you say there's nothing new under the sun in the name of Jesus. So God, I pray right now, God, that you meet the need. You meet the need, oh God. You strengthen the man and woman of God in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen them right now. Strengthen their backs, oh God. Strengthen their ankles, oh God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus so that they may be able to stand tall, so that they may be able to continue to serve and lead in the name of Jesus, in their service, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for their ministries, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus for their financial situations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the burden be lifted so that they may be able to articulate the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray continuously for wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And with wisdom, God, I pray for understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for continual rejoicing. God, you said in your word, in the name of Jesus, You said it in your word for us to count it all joy when facing diverse temptation in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I pray that they continue to count it all joy, knowing that the testing of their faith in the name of Jesus may produce patience and endurance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we serve that devil. Notice that he is a liar and defeated in the name of Jesus. No weapon before the man and women of God, before the men and women of God, shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against them, it shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for these great leaders in the name of Jesus that has continuously said yes to you. God bless them in the name of Jesus for every seed that they have sown. Bless them in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory. And I pray that souls will be saved, that those, oh God, that desire, God, to come to you, oh God, that they will come in the name of Jesus, and that there will be no hindrance that will permit them to come. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Shiraz. Sister Susan is on with us this morning. Do you have any prayer requests, Sister Susan?
Same prayer request for family and health and strength, and to promote my company, get it rolling. I appreciate you acknowledging me, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
God bless.
You, same to you. All righty. So, Laurel is on with us. Laurel, would you pray for Jackie Travis? You prayed for her granddaughter, baby Ava, earlier. So, if you could pray for her husband, her two daughters, and her grandbaby Ava again, and the senior citizens that she worked with. Laurel, you there? She may have her phone on mute because I can't hear her. Laurel? Okay. She may be working right now. But anyway, I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson if you could pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, daughters, grandbaby Ava, who they've said that she has cystitis, but we believe the report of the Lord that says that baby Ava is healed, and pray for the senior citizens that she worked with. Okay, Prophetess Lawson, you still there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had a prayer request too for bereaving families.
Okay.
One bishop lost two sons in a car accident, and this other singer, she lost her son. The funeral was, like I said, at 12. And then this young lady just texted me and said that her mother died. She was 86 years old. She wanted prayer also for her family. But I'll pray for Sister Jackie Travis. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Travis, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the person that you called to minister to the elderly, to cover her family, Lord God, to sing songs of Zion. God, we thank you, Lord God, in all things that she do, whether mother, aunt, niece, cousin, oh God, grandmother now, oh God, that you strengthen her mortal body, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you restore the virtue that she's pouring out, being a caretaker, oh God. Oh, God, an intercessor, Lord God, a singer, Lord God, a praiser of you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that all that she's going through as she lifts up, as she travels the highways and byways, one to visit her granddaughter, oh God. We thank you for keeping her, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that even now, Lord God, not just at the birth of the child, oh God, we come against every attack, oh God, that's going on with the respiratory system. We command the baby's body, the white blood cells, to fight back. Oh, God, you said the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God are pulling down strongholds. So, Lord God, everything that's trying to hold the baby's body in captive, the sickness, we bind it now, and we loose the Holy Spirit. We loose healing, oh, God, from the very crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord God, that those that are interceding with them, for her on your behalf, oh, God, when we come in agreement that she should be made whole, she'll be healed. No, she is the healer of the Lord God, and we thank you for it now, oh, God. Bless the senior citizen, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that out of love they're being cared, and out of love that they're living, out of love, oh, God, that they're being restored, oh, God. Keep them, Lord God. Even, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that some may not be able to do all that they can do. But, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for praising their belly, oh, God, that they so glorify you and magnify you. And we thank you for strength now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Cover her daughter and all those that she's duty-bound to pray for in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Donna Hawkins, could you pray for Mother Liddell? And rebuke the spirit of sickness and pray for her niece, Mary Jean. And also, could you include Mother Fanny, rebuke the spirit of infirmity, pray for her family and her church family.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see this day. Now, Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on Mother Liddell. Lord, you made her, and, Lord, you kept her down through the years. For that, we say thank you. She's still working, still on your battlefield, fighting for you, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing on Sister Mary Jean. Lord, you made her, and you know what she's facing right now, Lord. But, Lord, we do know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So strengthen Sister Mary Jean, Lord, and keep her in your care. We ask a special blessing on Mother Fanny, Lord. Lord, you made her. You know what she's facing, Lord. But, Lord, we do know that we can call on you in our time of need, and you will come to see about us, Lord. Lord, your word says that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you right now for your tender, loving care. We thank you right now for Mother Fanny. We thank you right now for Mother Liddell, Lord. Lord, continue to bless them. Continue to keep them, Lord. Lord, they're such an inspiration to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you that they've been on your battlefield for such a long time, still running for you, Lord. Lord, continue to strengthen them. Continue, Lord, to keep their minds, keep their bodies, Lord, as only you can. Lord, we love you. We thank you in advance for keeping them. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for your sinless sake, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Karen? Karen's friend, Christy. Christy is partially sighted, and she... at the school where she's going, they seem to have difficulty, you know, trying to make accommodations for her and financial, you know, backing for her as well. So if you could pray for Christy.
Father, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for caring. We thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you have blessed her with a melodic melodies, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for faithfulness. Not just to Sister G, but to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving upon her, restoring her health, restoring her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Christy to you, Lord God, and every semi-sighted or barely sighted, or even those, Lord God, that are rendered, Lord God, blind, oh God. Father, we know, Lord God, that you're the healer. We know that, God, that you can give sight. And, Lord God, we know, Lord God, if it is the Christy's ministry, Lord God, to open up doors for the unsighted, open up doors of opportunity, for those, Lord God, in the school system that needs an educational place and an educational tool, we thank you for using Sister Christy, oh God. Oh God, and for every closed door, we thank you that you will raise up an open door. And every window, Lord God, has been shut, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will open another window. You will give her another opportunity, and God, we thank you for using her, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for even those that others, like I said, that have partially sighted or unsighted, even a blind, oh God, that, Lord God, that they will see your hand moving upon their life, oh God. And, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, that those that are spiritually blind, oh God, that their eyes may be open, that they may see your glory and see the manifestation of your word and your power. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we got a couple of more prayer requests. Pastor Donna Hawkins, could you pray for bereaved families that Prophetess Lawson talked about? Several people have lost loved ones in the last few days, so if you could cover them.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow again today. Thank you, Lord, for the lives of those who have gone on, Lord. Lord, you know all about it. Lord, right now we ask that you would be a comfort to those who are grieving right now. Lord, you know what it feels like. Your son died for us. Lord, we just thank you that you are a comfort to those who need comforting right now. Lord, those families who are going through right now may seem like things are hopeless, but Lord, you are our hope. You are our strength. You are our stay. You are our everything, Lord. But Lord, right now we just ask that you would comfort those families who are going through. Let them know that you'll never leave them nor forsake them, Lord, that you will be right there with them, Lord. And Lord, while I'm praying, I ask a special blessing on the Brody family. I ask a special blessing on the Tyler family. You know about those two families too, Lord, who will be going through on this day, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would bless all the bereaving families today. Keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you in advance for hearing and answering prayer. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen. All right, last request. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Sister Susan, her family, her health, and a company promotion?
Father, in this hour, Lord God, I think I heard the word of God that we're destined for greatness, oh God, in 2019. We thank you, Lord God, that as you have imparted on some, oh God, new ideas, new invention, oh Lord God, have you imparted on some to start businesses and start, Lord God, means of to give streams of income so it can be multiplied through the church, oh God. We lift our sister Susan, oh God, to you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for that which she stands in need of, oh God. Let every need be met, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for every opportunity that you place before her, that, Lord God, that her spiritual eyes will open, and she can see which way you're leading her, oh God, and guiding her, God. We bind up every hindering spirit. We come against anything that would challenge the word that you've given her according to her 2019 purpose and destiny, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that she will walk into her season of opportunity. And, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done and all that you would continue to do. And we thank you that her promotional activities will go forth and be a blessing in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God for those prayers. I thank God for the word, for the song. Oh, my God, God is just so awesome and so good to us. I thank God for his greatness, his mercy, his favor upon all of us. So it's closing time on Bible Storyland. We will be airing next Saturday, February 2nd. It'll be Senior Citizens Day. I love you all so much, but you already know God loves you more. We can't even measure his love. It's so great. So I look forward to talking to you next week. Anybody have an announcement before we go? All right. I bid you love, 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 love. Go out and share it. Love. Have a God-filled day, God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year, 2019. Blessings upon you. Love you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.